Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
News coming up with Courtney. By the time we get to it, I am guessing it will be 8:20. And a reminder that you can leave a voice note for us on any topic, on any time. If you would like your voice to be heard, then leave a Hill note for us, and we will play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 or 9:30 on a Patriots Friday this morning. We do that every morning. By the way, point of clarification, because I can't figure it out. Shime went back and listened. He can't figure it out. I'm getting text messages up the wazoo on the Subaru of New England text line about it. Was Robert Spillane saying that defensive players can indeed push or cannot indeed push?
I don't know. I thought I was confused on that.
But then I got a text from somebody very confident, might have been Tom Brady, who said that defensive players can push other defensive players. You just can't do it on a field goal attempt or a kickoff.
According to Google AI, no, a linebacker cannot legally push a defensive lineman from behind to add momentum. According to AI Overview, NFL Rule 9, Section 2, Article 3B.
Article 3, yeah.
Because I would say if it is legal to do it, why wouldn't you as a coach say when they get in it, push our guys so we can add the same momentum that the quarterback's getting from being pushed.
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question.
I would think that if you could do it, at least one coach would have tried to figure out a way to combat the brotherly shove.
That's why when he said it, he was like, I wish we could do that.
And honestly, if it is somehow legal, if there's one guy that's going to figure it out, it's going to be Mike Vrabel. Like he was trying to outsmart Belichick at times. Like, this guy will know if you can actually do something like
He's
that.
He's currently focusing on guys who can't tackle in the NFL. That would be the first thing.
Might be more concerned with that.
Can I tell you, Greg, the Seaport is lovely.
Yes.
Was back there yesterday. Was bowling with the James man at King's. Oh. Great spot. And the little courtyard outside your abode, I hadn't been there. It is just a little lovely enclave in the middle of the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, it's very nice out there.
Yeah.
They had some kind of a salsa dancing thing going on last night. Mm-hmm. And
I think they do that weekly.
Yeah, they do.
Greg, be honest, did you go and were you disappointed?
No, I I asked where the guac was. Lindsay asked me if I would ever go do that with her, and I said, of course, honey.
Okay. Thank God.
If you'd like to go to a salsa dancing class, we could do that. I'd be happy to do that.
That would be cool. Love to watch you salsa dance. Like, that would be something special.
I'll bring the Tostitos.
I think I'm busy for quite a while. But
by the way, Maple and Ash, that place looks like it's going to be massive.
Oh, yeah. They're huge in Chicago.
Yeah.
What is Maple and Ash?
It's a new steakhouse. It's bad news for me. It's right in my courtyard, right next to Van Leeuwen. So
I could hear the reeds as I walked past it.
That and Rocco's.
But it's a pretty well-known steakhouse. They had Chicago, Lauderdale, they have them all over the place.
So, are they opening a sports bar over there soon?
Rocco's is supposed to open up soon, but I don't know when that's going to open up.
I don't know date either.
Can you imagine the complaints last night, though, about the loud salsa music? I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
I'd open the windows.
There must have been people that were losing their mind.
Interesting thing that I observed when walking through your area, though, not a lot of smiling people. People are very, dour. And they all look like they need to eat something.
Oh, Curtis, it's the economy.
Record highs there, bud.
They're building a new high rise over there.
Hey, why doesn't the Globe write about the 401k now? Why is it only when it's plummeting?
I don't know. All right. Chime, let's get right to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. So call Ketch's Law today. Tell them we told you to call. What is up first this morning,
Sean? Well, Greg, Josh McDaniel spoke to the media and had a lot of nice things to say about one Stephon Diggs. Here was Josh McDaniels.
He's very bright. He's got a lot of, you know, game experience and savvy. Just it doesn't take long for you to have a conversation with him about something that you want to do, or you have an idea or a vision of how it wants to play out, how you want it to play out. And Steph can and go out there, and he's following you when you're speaking to him or we're watching film. Very competitive, and in the right way. You know, his leadership is intense, but it's the right type of intensity because he wants to win. Unselfish. He's been a very good teammate. Love working with him. Brings a excitement to it every day. It's been a great experience for me so far, and not surprising.
Wiggy, you're the expert, and I use the term loosely.
Yep.
2 weeks in, has Josh McDaniels been utilizing Steph Diggs the way you expected that he would?
Steph Diggs is now a possession receiver. He's a possession slot guy. I mean, so he's utilizing him in a position that's what he does. You know, catch the ball. He's not, well, at least he hasn't shown he's a big run after catch. He's not a big rack guy or yak guy, however you say it. He's somebody, you know, that knows the offense, maybe knows where to sit down in the soft spots, catch the ball. I mean, isn't that what he is? I mean, am I the only one who sees that and goes, okay, this is kind of what Steph Diggs is?
And he leads the team in receptions, right? Like, yeah. That's kind of what you want. Yeah. So, I mean, I think overall, him and Drake may need to continue to work together because, you saw it in that Miami game. Drake expected him to sit down in that zone coverage, and Steph kind of tried to turn it inside, and so they missed on that throw. But that'll come by week 10. They'll hit that every time.
Yeah, I mean, if your expectations are you were getting somebody that was going to go out there and be an elite number one, where teams are going to be like, all right, we got to double this guy, I think that doesn't look like what that's going to be for Steph.
We can take a quick break. We'll continue with They Said It. Shime? What do we have for a tease on that?
Curtis has been very mad at people who are going against Tom Brady being in the booth and being a minority owner. Well, what Antonio Pierce has to say will not please Curtis, and will incite that other side even more.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.